Hello, this is Derek Thomas, and Ronnie Hull has asked me to do a lockdown reading recommendation for this week. And sitting at my desk, and it's been sitting here for probably 6 months or more, is a book that was published by the Banner of Truth in the Puritan Paperbacks series by John Owen, called Searching Our Hearts in Difficult Times. These are abbreviations and modernizations of material that is to be found in Volume 9 of the works of John Owen. Now, John Owen, if you've never encountered John Owen, can be difficult to read. That's because he thought, I think, in Latin and translated into English. And I think that's why his sentence structure can sometimes be a little awkward for 21st century readers. So someone has, and I suspect Sinclair Ferguson's hand is in this, someone has modernized the language and greatly abbreviated what John Owen was saying in Volume 9. Now, it begins in Part 1 with a series of questions, questions like, how much conviction of sin do I need to be assured of conversion? Is it right to pray to Christ? A question about backsliding, about weak faith, about prevailing sins, about how may we be delivered from a habit of sin, Christian duty under divine warnings. So these are what in the past would have been called cases of conscience. And Owen answers these questions in, you know, 3 or 4 pages each. And it's a book that you don't really have to read, you know, from page 1 to the end. You can dip in and out of it. But it was one particular section that drew my attention, and that was in Part 3 of this little paperback, Living by Faith in Difficult Times, and the use and advantage of faith in a time of national adversity. And he talks in this section about what it means to live by faith when there's a time of national adversity, just like we are experiencing right now. And I came across this little paragraph. There are some who are truly afraid of approaching judgments. They do not know how soon these will reach them or their families, their relations and possessions, everything for which they have worked and have exerted their utmost care and industry. The flood that will arrive at their door, ready to carry everything before it. They fear it every day. Some men also die for fear of dying. They are poor for fear of poverty. They will part with nothing because they are frightened of having to part with everything. This is a strange self-contradiction. It is not the way that faith works. And then he goes on to describe those who utterly despise these things, who take no notice of them whatsoever. And a third group that he refers to as byways men, idle talkative men that have nothing better to do than to walk up and down and talk. And they're not concerned with the reverence of God and with his judgments. And as I read this little section, I just thought it applied so much to the period that we are living in. So my recommendation is a Puritan paperback, Banner of Truth, Searching Our Hearts in Difficult Times, abridged and made easy to read by John Owen. Enjoy.
If you would like to receive this book, send an email to library@firstpresscolumbia.org. with the title of the book and your address, and we will ship it to you for $3 plus the cost of the book. You can pay by check or through our church app. To pay by check, return the payment envelope you'll find inside your book with your check included. To pay through our app, select Give at the bottom menu bar. At the top, enter your amount for your book. Select Give One Time under Gift Type. And finally, under Fund, select Book Sales from the drop-down menu. Press Next and follow the directions to complete your purchase. Thanks for listening and happy reading.